Good morning, 910 here on the Mighty 690, and we welcome back into the studio for the first time in 2023. Candy Westbrook joins us. How are you doing, Candy?
Good. I know it's been a whole week, so you haven't seen me in a while.
It seems like longer. I was just like, good grief. It's great to have you back.
Yes.
Well, nice to have all our regulars back, you know?
I bet.
I've been missing you all.
It's been quiet. So. Well, and today was a good day for me to come back because we had our business over breakfast.
Nice.
So
how'd that
go? Was nice. It was great. It was great to see everybody back, and you can tell everybody's trying to get back in the swing of things. So everybody's kind of like running around, but no, it was good. So, well, we actually kicked it off with our sponsor of the breakfast, which was the Lions Club, the Daylight Defender Lion Club. They are one of the two Lions Clubs in Coffeyville, but they do a lot of really good things in the community. I won't go through all of them. They shared a great presentation today, but two of them that I love that they do every year, they have something called Hot Dogs in History. And they choose a different historical area in Coffeyville, and they give free hot dogs out, and they share a little bit about the history of that place, and it's free to the community, and then they raise money for those places like the Aviation Museum.
I went to that one, yeah.
Did you go to? Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was great.
So they always go out to the Brown Mansion, of course, the Dalton Defenders Museum, so everything. So it was nice. And then the other thing they do that I always love is I always forget, too, so I'm glad they reminded me today. They take your eyeglasses and they recycle those. And so they always have that big program. So we were glad to have them. The other group we had today was really exciting. Phil Kinley High School students came in and did a presentation on the new, they call it Stornado.
Yes.
So we are one of the very few schools in the state that have something like this. So basically, the students do everything. They design, they make, they market, they sell, they do the financing, everything on merchandise. So they make banners, t-shirts, sweatshirts,
yeah,
hoodies,
right.
Keychains. I mean, you name it, anything that's NATO apparel type items, they take care of it. And so, and they also use it as class credit because they're learning accounting and marketing and finance and everything. So we're excited about that because we're, like I said, we're one of the very few schools that do this. They're open at every home basketball game and then some wrestling games. And eventually, I know they're wanting to do an online store as well. So you can just purchase your items online. But if you want to stop by, they have a Facebook page. It's FKHS Store NATO. And they post whenever they're getting ready to have another opening or a game. Anyway, we got to see pictures and everything. I got to go tour it actually a few weeks back, and it's awesome.
I've heard really good things about it.
It is
so
really good.
That is great.
And again, helping students to learn how to be entrepreneurs. So I love it. So we had a few other people with some announcements today. For one, I got to introduce our Leadership Coffeyville graduation class. They are actually having a graduation next week. I think there were 16 of them that graduated. And very fun, awesome, wonderful class. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the amazing things they do. John was there welcoming your newest employee. Is it Asa?
Asa, yeah. Asa. That's where they went. I saw them leave. I was like, where are they going? Yeah.
Yeah.
I just figured I was making sales calls, but that's cool.
Nope. Got to see everybody, see what's going on in the community, and everybody got to meet him. And I think he won a prize today, too.
Yeah.
We do door prizes. So.
Oh, I've got to
figure
out what
that is.
You're
tell John one of these days.
Hopefully
hey,
it's a shareable prize.
Exactly. Ron Bryce was there today, too, and he is getting ready to head to Topeka. He, of course, won the election and is now going to be our representative at the Topeka. And he also received an award today. Actually, I talked about this about a month or two ago. I didn't physically have the award in hand, and then time got away from me, and I didn't get a chance to present it, so I did today. But the state of Kansas does an award every year for unique, wonderful, great businesses and also people. And he won the regional award for Welcome Back to Kansas.
Oh,
so
excellent.
That was kind of fun and exciting to see. I think those were the biggest things for the breakfast. But of course, we've got some other things happening all around the community. The 14th, so next week, the Chamber Ambassadors are starting up a new event. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. It's Trivia Game Night. And every month they're going to go to a different restaurant in town and host it. And you just gather a team and see who's the smartest in the room, I guess. So cash prizes, gather your teams up. The first one is going to be next week, the 14th, at Gigi's at 6:30. course, January 20th is our annual dinner, and that is open to the community. So we are going to be celebrating businesses, citizens, all kinds of wonderful people that impact our community. Tickets are $40, and you can find all the details on our website. But I tell everybody to not delay, because we sell out of tickets every year. So, and usually we have 300-350 in attendance, so it's a pretty big crowd. Yeah. And we're excited about that, though. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. And I forgot about this, and silent auction. So we have, I think I mentioned it, but we have some really cool ones this year. Like, we've got, I think, a ride along with the SWAT team.
Ooh,
and
okay. Neat experiences.
Yeah, yeah. All kinds of stuff like that. Those are the best kind of prizes. You know, I mean, everybody, toaster, we don't need that.
Yeah, got another coffee cup. Yeah.
But it's the fun ones, exciting ones we're going to have. So some news from our members. I want to congratulate Cole Thornton of the Cole Thornton Agency of American Family. He recently received the, I don't know if it's AFLIC or if you have to actually say the letters, but AFLIC Qualification Award. So congratulations to him. And then recently, the city of Coffeyville welcomed in two new officers. So that was Taylor Adamson and Abby Warland. So we're excited about having two new officers join our ranks. And then really good news on one of the trails. I think you probably heard about this, but the city, finally, they're just about done on the concrete work from 8th to 11th Street. It's for the Rails to Trails project.
I saw them working on it over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's looking really good. And hopefully the goal is to continue to grow that one and other places around town, so we can have bikes, walking, whatever you want to do, but just everybody get out and enjoy outdoors. So.
That's great.
We usually have some things that I share in the news, but we didn't. We just got back from the break.
Sure.
Trying to get caught up on everything news related. I haven't been able to do that, but you guys do a good job of keeping everybody up to date on the news. But I was excited that the Grinch was apprehended.
I saw some of those pictures. Mm-hmm.
I love that the city of Coffeyville did that. And if you haven't seen the video on that, go out to their Facebook page. They have a video showing the taking down of the Grinch using the canine unit.
Hey, there you go. There you go.
So it was interesting and good. So, okay, just a couple of events coming up. And that's all we have this week. Like I said, we're just trying to get back in the swing of things. January 12th, there is a bingo night at Cedar Bluff Camp. And the 14th, as I mentioned, is the Chamber Trivia Night. On January 17th is the open house for the Vanguard Academy. That is the school that I talked to you about a few weeks ago that's opening up. It's a new Christian school here in Coffeyville. And if you want to learn all about it, on the 17th, they're having an open house. Of course, the 20th is our chamber annual dinner. And then on the 26th is the Yoke Mystery, Murder Mystery again that they're doing.
Yes.
They had a lot of fun with it last time, they said. Really interesting actors group that comes down and does that. So if you want to try and dinner and a murder mystery, then check that out. Think that is all the big events. I know things are really going to start gearing up once everybody gets back into, again, the swing of things. So.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
Okay.
That's everything
for
today.
Well, good deal, Candy. And, well, speaking of news, we do have a report of a house fire on South Buckeye and 9th Street that it doesn't seem to be too big right now.
Oh, good.
We do have fire department and law enforcement on the scene, so we are getting some updates on that. So we'll keep you updated. It doesn't really look like they do have the fire department there, so they're working on it. So just avoid that area if you're out and about right now. We hope everything goes okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All righty. Well, Candy, always a pleasure. And we will have more Open Line on the way here on the Mighty 690.